Let's go to the classifications and categories of behavioral disorders as we know them and for what we call them. If you were to go to the library, the bookstore, you will see a book. This is my little mini one, but there's big ones in the library and at the bookstore. The diagnostic criteria that mental health professionals use to diagnose children, adolescents, or adults. It's all very scary, these words, diagnosis, disorder. I wish we had a different language. I really do. We're starting to call things challenges. I called it atypical or out of the ordinary. But what we're doing when we classify behaviors is we're clustering certain kinds of behaviors into a category, like an anxiety disorder. And we know from years of clinically seeing people and from lots of research, we know what behaviors cluster together, and then we test it out on populations. So let's go over. We're going to cover attention deficit hyperactivity disorder, because it is so well known, and there's so much more literature out there and popular magazine articles about it. Then we're going to go over adjustment disorders, oppositional defiant disorder, separation anxiety disorder, social phobias, post-traumatic stress, Asperger's, and reactive attachment disorder. I'm going to go through them pretty quickly, and you'll see how different. I picked categories of behavior that I typically see over the years in my office. I am not covering conduct disorders, learning and speech, autism, PDD, which is pervasive developmental disorder, although I can ask questions if you have it, somatoform disorders, Tourette's, thought disorders, personality disorders, or eating disorders. I'm covering the ones that are the most common in working with children. Now, if you're all getting uncomfortable, when we were in graduate school, we used to laugh because when we were in classes learning about these, we all decided we all had them. And if you're normal, when you hear these, you will identify with parts of it or readily recognize some piece of it in a relative, a brother, a sister, your spouse, whatever, because we all have these to some degree. Remember, it's a matter of severity.